呀！
What's happening, baby?
Roscoe, what are you doing here?
I should be the one with the bad attitude. You know your head look a lot bigger when you ain't got on no makeup.
You know what? When I moved in here, I thought I was getting away from you. Why are you following me?
First of all, I'm not following you. Okay, my mother sent me here to live with my daddy, and I'm just glad that he lives in the building so that I could get a look at you.
Oh.
After you put on your makeup, I want you to put your rouge, your blush, your little lippy lipstick on, all of that stuff.
I'm going back to bed. Goodbye.
You're not
Goodbye,
going back
Rocky.
To bed.
Yes,
you're not going away.
Hey, boy, don't touch your head.
I didn't touch you. I said, wait, I want to talk to you.
What do you want?
I see this delivery truck downstairs, and they was delivering this big old bed up here. The bed was real big.
Yes, that's my new brass bed that I ordered.
Well, what happened to your old bed? You wear it out during the grown-up hours? Well, what you was doing, huh? But you... Your old bed. Can I have it for my clubhouse?
For what, little boy?
Well, I learned this new game. It's called gynecologist. I can give you a checkup.
Why don't you just let me do my job?
Hey, look, man, if you put a dent in my headboard, I'm gonna put a dent in your damn wallet.
Relax, man. You got the Nefertiti 2000? Mm. It's made of solid brass from the hills of North Africa. And it's virtually indestructible.
Well, good. Because I'm virtually unstoppable.
What? Not in front of the movie, baby.
All right, but look, as soon as they lay, girl, we gonna...
Hey! Go! Hey!
Look, let me warn you about your new mattress. Mm. Watch those springs. You could bounce a coin from here to New York on that baby.
Yeah. Look, just go on the back and do what you do. Here.
Oh, yeah.
Here's an extra dollar.
Whoop-de-doo. A whole dollar.
Yeah, use it for a down payment on a new attitude. Now, please, man, go do what you do.
Look, man, you too sure I ain't in a hurry. The little snot-nosed kid down the hall told me you was newlyweds. If I were you, I would take advantage of our extended warranty program.
Well, hell. Put us down for the lifetime plan.
Yes, that's it. There you go.
All right.
Right on.
All right, baby. Start your engines, girl. But we about to take that new bed for a test drive, baby.
Hey, I still have work to do, Martin. I got this big presentation today, okay? If the client likes it, I'm gonna get this account and pick up off me.
Hey, baby, look, come on, look. Let's jump in that thing and make the bed spring sing, Gina. Come on, now.
Well, it did look a little springy.
Right.
And, Martin, I've never slept on a brass bed before, so...
So check it out. If you're feeling, like, extra freaky type, like, you know... I'll let you snatch the tags off the mattress.
Ooh.
You want to do that? You want to snatch them off?
All right, we'll do this, Martin, but let's make this snappy, all right?
Baby, I'm happy to make it snappy.
I don't think the dump will take this one. We gonna have to burn it.
Whoa.
Martin, how long have you had that old mattress, honey?
For a long time, baby. It used to be Mama's when she was a kid.
As evil as that woman is, I thought she slept on a bed of nails.
Now, you know, that's really funny.
Not as funny as me throwing your ass out. Now, step, man. Step. Come on, baby. Let's ride a new bed back to Africa, baby. Hot damn. Hello? Can I speak to 911? Yeah, this is emergency. All right, I'll hold down.
Martin, hurry up!
Okay, look, baby, don't panic. I got 911 on the line. Hey, look here. 911, my woman, she's stuck in bed. Well, what happened, right? We bought this new bed, right? So we got to bouncing doing this old friggin' diggy type thing. And then, damn. Just look, use your imagination, all right?
Martin!
Yeah.
What
yeah.
are they saying?
Oh, baby, they laughing at us, Gina. Gina?
I can't get out.
All right, Gina, look, I'm suing the hell out of that bed company, Gina.
Martin, you gotta get me out of this thing, Martin. I gotta get to work. I can't miss this meeting.
Okay, all right, now look. Gina, look. Now look. Let's not lose our head on this one, okay? Baby, we just gotta think our way out of this, okay?
Yeah. Come on. Okay, Marvin, could you please hurry up because I think my head is swelling.
Damn, baby, I didn't think your head could get no bigger.
Okay. Hey, boy, don't stall with me, I swear. Right. This is very serious.
Okay, look, I tell you what, Gina. I'm going to the kitchen, get some butter, butter you up, and bam, you out of here, baby.
No, that's how I got into this mess. Right. No, just hand me the phone. I can't reach it. Please, just right. give it to me. Well, I gotta make a call.
Who you gonna call, Gina? Unsolved Mysteries? Baby, even they can't solve this one, Gina.
No, Martin, I gotta call work to tell them I'm gonna be a little late, okay?
Look, Gina, here, look.
Okay.
All right, baby, I tell you what. Let's go back in the bedroom, retrace our steps, and bam, free at last, baby.
Hello? Mr. Owls? Yeah, this is Gina Payne. Excuse me. Listen. Look, I'm gonna be a few minutes late, okay? No, I'll make the meeting, yes. No! No, I'll be there, okay? No problem. Okay, sir, yes, sir. No, nothing's wrong, okay. Yes, sir, goodbye. Hey. Oh, damn. Mark, take the phone. Take the phone.
All right, baby. Okay, look, Gina. Baby, look, it's not that bad, Gina. I mean, look, I hear red teeth are in these days, baby.
You know what? This is all your fault.
Wait, whoa. What you mean my fault?
Yeah, Martin. Yeah, I told you I had a meeting to get to, but you just had to try out the new bed. Man, I knew we was headed for trouble.
Hey, look, Gina, don't blame me, baby. You the one who wanted to try the double backflip? That's Tommy and Pam.
What?
Yeah, I asked them to come over and help you get out of this.
No, you didn't, Martin. I don't want them to see me like this.
Come on. Give me go.
Turn off the video, Pam.
Wait. No, girl, I can't do that. I'm sending this to America's Funniest Home Video. Girl, you're going to win grand prize for this one.
Get away from me, Pam.
Gina, just one question. How the hell this happened?
I be stroking.
That's what a big girl. A big scrub girl.
Cheddar and get the stink off me.
Okay, what can I do to help?
Okay, I'll tell you what you can do to help. To help her get out of that, you can tell us how you sneak out of your cage every night at the kennel. I mean, how do you just get out?
Only if you can tell me how you can walk under a door with it being closed inch high.
Look, just make yourself useful and start chewing through the bars, all right, please?
Look, I'm gonna try to call a company and see if they can send somebody over.
Stupid. Hey, Martin.
Yes.
I've got an idea, man. You think the two of us can pull these bars apart, man?
You know what? Now you thinking, man. That's a
now
good
you,
idea.
Now you thinking, Tommy.
Why are you thinking? Okay, here we go.
All right.
Stop. Look, I gotta sit down. I feel like I'm a little, y'all know.
I know you ain't feeling lightheaded, Gina. Say, I know you ain't feeling woozy and...
Look, just sit me on the couch, please.
There you go. Okay. All right. Gina, do you want me to get you a pillow?
Where am I gonna put it, man? Where am I gonna put it? Tommy, get on the way from
me.
Okay. The company is sending somebody over at noon to get you.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah, my meeting doesn't start until 1 o'clock. Yes! Woo!
All right, Gina. You don't want to get ahead of yourself.
Y'all got one more head joke up in here, and I swear!
Okay. I also caught work, and the client has to leave early, so the meeting's been pushed up to 10.
What? No!
Baby, listen. All you got to do is call in sick. Yeah. You tell him you got a headache. This big, baby. Come on, it's just spinning on you. It's spinning. Okay, guys. Right. It only leaves us with one choice. Man, here you go.
What the hell, man? You just happen to have a blowtorch with you.
I need this for work, man.
I ain't got no job, man.
Look, okay? Just get out, man. Please, man.
I don't know about this.
Hey, don't worry. You know, just relax. I know what I'm doing. Martin, I got as close as I could, man. I didn't want to burn it.
Look, y'all got to get this thing off of me.
Come on, Gina. You can barely notice it. All right. At least you can get to the damn dough now.
To go where, Tommy? I look like I'm wearing a car wreck. Man, I'm gonna lose my job.
No, baby. Look, it's not that bad. Gina, baby, it kind of looks like designer jewelry, baby. Don't it, Pam? Don't it look like it's flowing on? Designer jewelry.
Yeah. I think I saw Jada Pinkett rocking something like that at the Image
Awards. Image Awards. That's it.
She did for real, y'all.
Gina, she did. Yes, Gina, you wear this with pride, baby. Remember, you are a Nubian princess. Remember, this baby came from the hills of North Africa. Bam.
Maybe I can play this off.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if it's good enough for Jada Pinkett, it's good enough for me.
Work it. You know what, Gina? I think I'm gonna get me one.
You know, personally, Gina, girl, all eyes gonna be on you.
I do look good, don't I? I mean, what y'all think?
Oh, baby. Gina,
Yeah.
I think we lied, baby. All this look tore up. Gina, this is raggedy all around your neck.
You look terrible.
We can't let you go out like that, girl.
Why you hit me up like that? What am I gonna do, y'all?
You know what, Gina? Hey, maybe we just can use something to cover it up, huh? Yeah.
That's right. All you got to do, baby, is hide it for the meeting.
Hey, try my scarf. That's a good idea.
Baby, be careful. Shake the fleas out first, please. I don't want gnats on her neck just biting at her.
Okay. Look at me. What do y'all think?
No.
Well, you know, we need something bigger, man. Yeah.
Something that'll drink.
That's right. Hey. Hey. Let's try this Indian blanket.
Yes.
There we go.
Okay.
Good drink.
Okay.
Ha! There you go.
But don't think it kind of matches this my room.
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
Baby. Now you can tell him you got Indian in your family.
Yeah. Don't even try. Y'all are stupid. She looks like Chocahontas.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you're right. You know, we're gonna need something thick and dark to cover it.
Yeah, we're gonna need something thick and dark to cover it.
Yeah. Give me a little bit of your back fur. Snatch it off so I can put it right around here.
Well, can I get anyone some more coffee, croissants, magazines?
Oaks, I thought you wanted my account. Where's this Gina? Doesn't she know I've got money to spend?
Well, sir,
I'm sure Gina will be here any minute. I believe she's in the ladies' room getting her head together.
Well, if she wants to get ahead in this business, she better learn how to be on time. I've got a plane to catch. I'm out of here.
Oh, Mr. Whitaker, please, just 2 minutes. 2 minutes, that's all.
Darling, your hair is a must. Darling, please, I will hook you up with my beautician later. Mr. Oaks, so sorry I'm late.
Young lady, what do you want? There's a meeting going on here.
Yes, I know, Mr. Oaks. It's me, Gina Payne.
Gina?
Mr. Whitaker, just 1 minute, please.
Mr. Whitaker.
Is it a new hair fierce? It's over. I love that hair, girl.
Work it.
Gina, don't you realize that this is the most important meeting of your career?
Yes, Mr. Oaks, I can handle it. I'm giving you visual, darling. I'm giving you all of me.
I want it.
Okay, I'm going to do this, okay?
You
just
better.
Okay, she's going to do it.
Both of you.
Okay, let's get started, shall we? But first, how's everybody doing?
Oaks, what are you running here? Is this a presentation or a Diana Ross concert?
Sir, excuse me. I heard that. This is a presentation. And by the way, since you mentioned Diana Ross, you know, you remind me a little bit of Billy Dee Williams in Mahogany.
Well, flattery will get you everywhere. You gonna do that presentation.
There you are, Billy. I mean, Mr. Whitaker. So, we feel a shift in your marketing strategies will result in better sales and greater profits.
I'm sorry, your hair was in the way. Can I see that last chart again?
Oh, sure. I'm so sorry.
What the hell?
So in conclusion, shifting your advertising from TV to radio will double your sales. Thank you.
Wonderful! Strong J! You want me to help you clean out your office?
Yeah.
Mr. Whitaker, I assure you, I had nothing to do with this.
That's too bad, Oaks, because I liked it.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
You liked my presentation?
Yeah, but what I really liked was how you kept talking like you didn't know you had that headboard around your neck. Is that a Nefertiti 2000?
Yes, how did you know that?
Same thing happened to me and my wife a couple of years ago. We was getting our freak on.
That is very interesting, sir. But do we get the account?
I'll tell you. Anyone who's got enough gumption to stand here talking with a headboard around their neck is someone I want to do business with. You've got our account.
Yes! Thank you so much, Mr.
Wendell. I always said she had a good head on her shoulders.
Mr. Can I talk to you for a minute? Your wife?
How'd she get this thing off?
Get it off? I'm just kidding. I'll give you the number of our welder. Congratulations.
Oh, baby, I'm proud of you, Gina.
Thank you.
Baby, it took guts to go out there like that. Because, baby, you was a wreck up from the neck up.
No, Martin, but I'm just glad it's all over and it worked out.
Girl, I'm just glad we got that extended warranty.
Yeah, who you telling?
I set up your new headboard and I signed these papers and let me get out of here.
Well, you and your attitude, man. I tell you, did you hook it up the way we wanted it, man?
Yeah, this one is thickly padded and we bolted it to the wall and even you two can't break it. On second thought, maybe I better go to the shop and get some more bolts.
Man, just step, okay? Just step.
Yeah, please. Step, please.
All right, look. Now let's go back in the bedroom and pick up where we left off.
Oh, no, Martin. Forget that. Uh-uh.
Come on, Gina, baby. The same thing can't happen twice.
That's right, Martin. We're not even gonna go there. Your head wasn't the one stuck in the bed, all right?
All right, look, don't worry, okay? I got us some protection this time. About that. I'm about to tackle you, you little tight end.